Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hawk Taylor. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eddie Bresciud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tug McGraw. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tug McGraw. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Aaron Pointer. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ron Davis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Justy. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dave Justy. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a fly ball into left field. Pointer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bresciud fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Harrison moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jackson scores. Harrison moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harrison scores. Staub moves to third. It's 2-0, Astros. Aaron Pointer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pointer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Luplow. Davis reaches second base with a double. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bressuit fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bressuit fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit hits a line drive into left field. Pointer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bateman for a passed ball. McGraw moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pointer. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. McGraw scores. It's 2-1, Astros. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Harrelson trying to get to home. Morgan throws to Bateman who tags Harrelson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Staub is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Harrison moves to second. Aaron Pointer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pointer is 0-for-1 in the game. Pointer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hickman. Pointer reaches second base with a double. Harrison scores. Aspromonte goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Astros. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Davis is walked intentionally. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pointer moves to third. Davis moves to second. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy is 0-for-1 in the game. Justy hits a line drive into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. Luplow takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Pointer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Cranepool moves to second. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson bunts towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Harrison hits a line drive into left field. Hickman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hickman. Morgan scores. Harrison moves to second. It's 5-1, Astros. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harrison scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0 for 1 in the game. Bresut hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson misplays the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Danny Napoleon pinch hits for Tug McGraw. Danny Napoleon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Napoleon strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Bresut moves to second. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Luplow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bresut scores. Harrelson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Astros. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Danny Napoleon now playing left field. Jim Hickman now playing center field. Ralph Terry now pitching. Aaron Pointer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pointer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pointer takes first base on ball 4. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bresut fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy is 0-for-2 in the game. Justy hits a fly ball into left field. Napoleon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Lewis pinch hits for Ralph Terry. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Greg Goosen now catching. Dick Rustek now pitching. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Harrison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bateman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0-for-2 in the game. Bresut hits a fly ball into left field. Pointer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Danny Napoleon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Napoleon is 0-for-1 in the game. Napoleon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson strikes out. 2 outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. Pointer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Luplau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Pointer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pointer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Pointer takes first base on ball 4. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pointer. The throw from Goosen and he is safe. Pointer steals second. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Napoleon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy is 0-for-3 in the game. Justy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Luplau is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool bunts towards third. Aspromonte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cranepool moves to second. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-5, Astros. Ken Boyer pinch hits for Dick Rustek. Claude Raymond now pitching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boyer moves to second. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0-for-3 in the game. Bresut hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Napoleon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Napoleon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Napoleon hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 5. The Astros will come to bat. Ken Boyer now playing third base. Dick Selman now pitching. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan is called out on strikes. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Goosen and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bateman takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Napoleon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 5. the Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Luplow hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 6, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.